Ezekiel 16:49-50 says, "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good." When I was growing up, the month of June was always known as Bride Month because it was a very popular time for weddings, especially the middle and the end of the month of June. But since about 2015, more weddings have taken place in September and October than in June. And one major reason for this that you won't even hear discussed or read being discussed by writers who take note of these changes is the fact that June as Bride Month has been overshadowed by the claim staked on the month of June by the Sodomites as Pride Month. And as for me and my house, we have nothing to do with Pride Month. Not only do we not take part in it, but we'll walk out of any store or restaurant with Pride decorations. If I get an email from an establishment taking part in Pride Month, I unsubscribe. If we watch a show and the network flashes Pride symbols or promotions, we just turn it off. And when possible, we send messages telling the businesses that their promotion of a wicked lifestyle is offensive and has cost them our business. In years past, I've explained our boycott of Pride Month and posted these comments and our stand against Pride Month on social media. And a number of times, people respond by claiming that I'm just wrong about what the Bible says about homosexuality and other LGBTQP+ sins. And once we get beyond the fact that sodomy and eating shrimp are not the same sort of abomination, and that the law against eating shrimp was a mosaic, but the condemnation of sodomy and other LGBTQP+ acts of sin remain sin according to the New Testament. For example, forbidding men with men and women with women in Romans 1:16-32, also condemning adultery, fornication, effeminate transgenderism, abusers of themselves with mankind, and others in 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, and so forth, other places as well. So the defender of Sodom will almost always then turn to our passage that I began with, Ezekiel 16, but they'll only quote verse 49, and they'll quote it like this: "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Fullness of bread and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy." You see, they'll delete the word pride, and they'll pretend that the sin of Sodom was just that they were so caught up in greed and in prosperity, and they were inhospitable. that's the spin they put on this passage. But if you look closely, you'll notice they delete the word pride, and they just refuse to quote verse 50. And most of the time, they'll quote the NIV, because the NIV deletes the word pride from the passage and changes it to arrogant. Either way, the defenders of Sodom treat the Bible exactly the way Lucifer does, as seen in Genesis 3, Matthew 4, and Luke 4. So during Pride Month, they're just slick like serpents. So we have to remember that the iniquity of Sodom is described with 6 points in our passage. The first being pride. And don't forget to insist that they quote verse 50 for the full explanation, which includes the result of pride. Yes, Sodom was full of bread and full of idleness and all that, but they were the first sin listed was pride. And then verse 50 says, "And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good." The abominations he's referring to there are sex sins. And he took them away, destroyed them. So every time you see the word pride, you should think of this verse, which we talked about in a previous proverb devotional, which should be in everyone's Bible memory verse list, by the way. Proverbs 16:18. "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." And then read that in light of Ezekiel 16:49-50. Pride Month is nothing to be proud of, and certainly nothing that any true Christian could take part in with a clear conscience.